being hit.
I'm a little sore, you know, my back. But, you know, I knew going into it that I was going to come out a little sore. And, you know, I'm going to have to go sit in the cold tub at the house after there's some little salt, stuff like that. So it won't affect me too much tomorrow. I carried it 30 times. Felt like 50. You know, it was a couple times when I was like, tap myself and get out of there. But didn't know. I guess Coach did say, what, he predicted 40? He was 10 off. Yeah, I didn't expect that many carries. But when we were out there, you know, running the ball like we did, I guess, you know, you stay on pace and you stay on track. You know, I guess we just keep it rolling.
Andre, Coach talked about you coming back from the multiple injuries, and particularly this year. Mm-hmm. It's just a tribute to perseverance. You know, after an injury, what was your mindset just going through the rehab?
You know, just staying positive, you know. A huge shout out go out to all the guys in the training room, you know, Ronnie Barnes and Byron Hudson and Steve and Lee. They really put me back together a couple times. So really respect what they're doing there. You know, even Ronnie, even though he hated my singing, you know, he stayed on me, and they really kept me positive and motivated to come back out here and play. Other than that, coming off the injury, you know, just staying positive and being around the guys and making sure that, you know, I was helping them out and, you know, them making me feel like I was a part of the team. So, you know, it goes out to the offensive line. You know, everybody's just feeding off me, and I'm feeding off of them. And it's a good feeling right now. You're going to enjoy this win and then watch the film and go back out there next week and get ready for the Packers. Yeah, thank God, you know. Jesus, thank God. You know, he put me in a position where I can come back and really have fun and play this game that I love. And, you know, he's the first person I always thank. You know, in order to remain positive and stay positive, you know, I've done a lot of praying, you know, thanking. Thanking the man above for all the blessings that he gave me.
You stayed down for a few seconds.
I said something, yeah. I was talking to him a little bit. He talked back to me. He said, yeah, that was it.
did you doubt that a day like this would ever happen for you again?
No. You know, obviously, I kind of get that out of my head. You know, you can't think about and dwell on the past or that injury. You know, just got to go in and just continue to move forward and, you know, remain positive. Don't look back. You know, if I look back at all the injuries that I had, I wouldn't probably be here right now. So just move forward and keep working.
Andre, you talked about being with the line this week. With that kind of togetherness, was that a impetus for thought that something good could happen today?
I couldn't hear the
point. Do you think by being around the line all this week helped you out, that you know that you're going to play well today?
Yeah, you know, you know, we got good guys, you know, William, Booth, Dave, and I rode with Justin to the game today because I needed a ride. And, you know, I guess he just said that after the game, we're going to start that as a tradition because we had a good game. You know, being around those guys, you know, they're very positive, and they just helped me out. I even lift with them in the weight room from time to time, not too many times a week, but, you know, they're hard workers and really respect what they do up front. I probably owe them a dinner this week or something like that coming in. So, you know, it's fun.
There's momentum building this team.
Say that again.
I know so much of the sport is a week-to-week kind of thing. Do you feel like there's momentum building now?
Yeah, I would say so. You know, with any win, you know, you're going to continue to gain confidence in yourself and go back out there and get ready with a little bit more. You're more driven to steady hard, go the extra mile, get ready for the next opponent. And that's what we're planning on doing. You know, enjoy for the rest of the day and then get ready for the Packers.
Are you concerned at all with how you'll bounce back? You've never had this many carries in
a season. No. It's football. Let's go. Let's rock. Cold tub it up, a little salt, and let's rock. Yeah, I'm not even worried about that.
When was the last time you did it?
30 carries, probably my sophomore year in college. That was it.
Mm-hmm.
For the rest of my career.
Did you even notice it? Did you feel it?
I didn't feel a thing.
Hits on your leg, anything?
Nope.
How are you able to do that?
Run. I'm running for my life out there. It's pretty simple.
Terrell Thomas had a big play as well, and he's
I mean, you know, we say, yeah, you know, remain positive. You know, he say, what's up, Dre? And, you know, it was a big play. When I scored off of that, off his interception return, you know, I went back over there and I said, yeah, good job. You know, he's another guy, you know, he showed perseverance and, you know, he knows how to deal with adversity and he continued to go out there and play ball. You know, last week he won NFC Defensive Player of the Week, and this week, you know, he put up good numbers and he's playing good ball. And, you know, that's guys like that you feed off of. And you really want to go out there and make sure that I be a guy that they feed off me and continue to go out here and get W's.
Andre did a good job when he went to the sideline?
Yeah.
And what did he say to you?
He said, just keep pounding. Keep pounding, keep running the rock. So that's how we're going to keep it.
Andre, did you feel that you were physically ready weeks ago, but because of the way the rules are, you couldn't be eligible until today? Did
yeah.
You? And how did you manage that anxiety, that anxiousness between when you felt you were ready and today?
You know, playing a lot of video games, I guess. That's about it. That was it.
Pick yourself?
Nah, sometimes.